Hello, I just want to share this wonderful new video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you will access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We get it to you.
Welcome to Miracle Center, the world headquarters of Church of God Mission International Incorporated. While you're to see God's servant, Archbishop Benson Itahosa, we would like to take you down a memory lane on Church of God Mission, on what we call From Glory to Glory. The word Church of God Mission, what it means, how it came about, where it started, our mission and our vision.
I really welcome you to Miracle Center, the official headquarters of Church of God Mission worldwide. What you're about to watch is what I call From Glory to Glory, events of history that have dawned upon this ministry, spacing almost almost 30 years. From Glory to Glory is a program of interest, of high results, of the things that God has done in this ministry. Beginning from its best place, number 26 Forestry Road, Benin City. I am, through this program and the narrator of this program, revealing to you those things that God has done in these 30 years. It is with joy that I want to say this ministry came as a vision. It's a ministry that didn't come by settlement or man's imagination or dream of man's hunger. But God Himself divinely brought this ministry about. First, what is Church of God Mission International Incorporated? The word itself, church, connotes the general body of the family of God, where Christians assemble to worship Almighty God. Well, for several years, myself and the team that preached with me did advocate that we establish what then should have been called Idahosa Evangelistic Association. As I went into prayer, the Holy Spirit said to me, "Son, not an association, but a ministry to be born on a mission, the vision for God of vision." I woke from that dream, asking God in writing, "What should this ministry be called?" And said, "Call it Church on a Mission for God." In English language, Church on a Mission for God will be good if it's used to the generality of the understanding of the common man. Then we now start to rephrase Church of God on a Mission to our generation, international. I will put three letters down, Church of God Mission. Simply meaning, this is a church given assignment to be on a mission to our generation worldwide. Yes, 1 week after that, the late Edgar Perkins came to see from Afusa, narrating to me how God has poured his heart for several years to look for me, to work in conjunction with me in the propagation of the gospel. Edgar Parkin became the first resident missionary I worked with. And he brought other Europeans that narrated to me how God showed me to them a vision. And then, internationally, from domestic beginning, we internationalized. You see, story of facts and factual stories are not bought or made or imagined. They happen as God brought them about. Thereafter, Bayelton and I began to work together when I went to look for him at Elisha. He adopted me as his son to work with. And I worked with Elton till he died. Then Elton introduced me to many ministries on planet Earth. Today, to the glory of God, spanning within 30 years space, visiting the 6 major known continents of the earth and 141 nations under the segment of the 210 nations and protectorates. How did it happen? Church for God on a mission to a generation international. Thank God. Then what's the vision of this ministry? The question is easy. The vision of this ministry is a mission. What is mission? To be commissioned by whom? A great sender. Be on a mission for me with a vision. What's the vision? To preach, to teach, and to heal. Then to extend it to our generation to tell the world, Jesus not only died, he rose again. And that the risen Christ is stronger and mightier than the one that died. Oh, you say that also don't bring theology and philosophy. That's the truth. I wouldn't. Before Jesus died, he said, "You may know Son of Man have power on earth to forgive sin." In the book of Matthew, he forgives sins. But when he rose from the dead, the same Jesus said, that you might know that the Son of God has power on earth and in heaven. For all power in heaven and on earth is given to me. So therefore, he who rose from the dead has power in heaven and on earth and against Hades. And because he's a triune Trinity God, the one that has power over Hades, over earth, and in heaven, we can proclaim with liberty and joy and the spirit of exuberance and excitement. He's not here, he's risen from the dead. Why seek you the living among the dead? This is the Jesus you're about to watch, the phenomenon of his acts in today's Acts of Apostles, beginning from Acts chapter 30, 31 to 30, no figure. Well, the Acts of Apostles ended before Acts chapter 30. But the events of today are Acts of Apostles in apostolic form in today's generation. Well, to the glory of God. The vision is to preach, to teach, and to heal, and to establish ministries that will outlast us. For example, what of a group of schools, now in excess of 80 of nearly 100 schools, and studentship under 40,000. Honesty for Christ has trained 10,164 men and women from a total of 107 nations scattered preaching the gospel today. And from almost every nation in Africa, from Calabar to Cairo, God brought us men and women to be trained. From America to Asia, we train people. All Nation is one Bible college on earth today whose curriculum is boundaryless, whose activities are not limited, whose vision expand beyond man's imagination. We start from Nigeria, England, America, Australia, and 9 other nations working together. One team, the glory of God. That's the vision of the Bible School. The Faith Medical Center is another aspect of this ministry. Established under the divine injunction of the Holy Spirit, preach, teach, and heal. God heals by prayer, and God heals by medicine. And God healed by laying on of hands. The laying on of hands, either by prayer or by needle or by tablets. All healing comes from God. Just as every sickness comes from the devil, every healing comes from God Almighty. Yes, all I can say to you while I'm narrating this story is the song you're hearing at the back. How great thou art. There's no way I can humanly explain that the short lifespan of this ministry has not spanned around the world, and more than what we asked for, he has provided. Then, coming to the university, was this originally thought possible? No. All we've ever done were humanly possible, but godly possible. When you possibilitize yourself, this is why my narrator will take you around narrating from forestry, showing you how I looked like when I first started preaching nearly 40 years ago, what God has done in my life and in the life of those who work with me. It's a seed that's sown on good ground that God himself has given increase and is expanding beyond man's knowledge. Husband of Cameron, Professor Laura Robert, mentioned to me one of our religious meetings, mentioned to the entire body, we are about to close City of Faith Medical School. That was an act to me, bearing in mind that it's a vision God gave to a man who heard from God, build me an hospital where patients will be prayed for before they are treated. I met him with President Richard Robert, and a few years ago we agreed that this part of the hospital would go to the African continent. Beginning from Kukumaik in East Africa, the hospital came down to Benin. And thanks to God for the life of Dr. Mark Bebo, Mrs. Doreen Bebo, and the first pharmacist that God sent to us to run the hospital. Today, we staff in excess of 150 staff, running 24 hours. The hospital is now a household name in the continent of Africa, particularly Edo State, Nigeria, Are you a medical doctor? No. I practice medicine with a license. But doctors that are licensed to practice medicine with their licenses and giving a helping hand to seeking humanity. How about evangelism? Or generally, to the glory of God. From our local background and from the interior, God picked up an inferior to make superior. Who could have done this? He alone. Only he can take a dusty man and make him a shining God. Only God can take a man from the rubble of rubbish heap to make an international figure. Do I have hands in this? No. What's your part in it? Believe that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than what I have committed to him. That's how we started preaching from Ababa Street, Omena Street, around Benin's environs, to the nearby villages. The gospel is, go to your Jerusalem, close by villages, towns and cities, and Judea, the uttermost part of the earth. That's how it took me outside my city, to surrounding villages, to bigger cities around the whole nation. On this program, our narrator will show you, they are going to show you the major crusade we had in my lifetime. Then take you. That's why we call from glory to glory. I'm about to rise to say, from glory to glory, sincerely speaking. Why? If you look at forestry, which we are about to watch now, and see where we started. Only God could have taken us from zero to surplus, then to Yarrow, then to Miracle Center, and now to the well-known and respected Faith Arena. Is that the end of the vision? We've just started, and I can lift my hand to say, he who did the past, size beyond our coping, he's able to do. University has come to us as a challenge. I need you. I need friends, I need brothers and sisters. He will give the vision, make provision. Without a vision, people perish, but without the people, the vision perish. As I take you around Forestry, Yarrow, Miracle Center, Faith Arena, Christian Faith University campuses, please join me, give glory to God. For every student, men and women, big and small, a family who sacrificed me to my generation and the work God has committed to us as a family, and to every member of the team, preaching team, teaching team, healing team, all the staff, the Word of Faith primary, secondary schools, the staff of the university, the staff of the hospital, the staff of the church, the choir, whose voices have been heard around the world now, join me to say thanks be to God. They are going to take you to places like Lagos Crusade. Pictures of my first crusade, standing on top of a drum with planks on it, and then to villages they can account for. What's the purpose of this program? To let you know, though your beginning be small, yet shall your end be greatly increased. I was saying to one of my children in the ministry, a mighty minister of revival, who would have thought? Now, whether you come from a village or a town without second street, when God lowers his hand, he go you. And I'm grateful. Today we can say, I can mount up with wings as eagle. I can't continue narrating this story. I hand you over to Miss Dr. Georgia Kinshley, who will narrate the rest. It was my joy to welcome you to Miracle Center, World Headquarters of Church of God Mission. As you hear this song from one of the gifts God gave to us in the ministry, Miracle Walking Prayer, give it to God today. No matter the cloud and the thickness of the air, after the rain, a song shine.
back.
of God continues to cover the Dalhousie World Outreach Ministries, a glory that has distinguished the Church of God Mission International Incorporated for an outstanding and a resounding success and achievements in soul winning in the world over. One sees a complex organization which reaches into many countries and spreads across the six continents of the world, covering a variety of Christian ministries. However, there was a beginning. A beginning that crystallized through the calling and the glory of God upon the life of the Archbishop of Church of God Mission International Incorporated about 32 years ago. At the age of 26, God called Benson Dalhousie by name to go to the entire world to preach his good news with signs and wonders following. From that day, the mouth of Benson Dalhousie has been opened to declare the works of God to his generation. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said to his apostles, "But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Taking up the great commission of our Lord Jesus Christ, Benson Dalhousie, one of the greatest apostles of our time, took over his Jerusalem at his tenure age when God said to him, "I have called you that you might take the gospel around the world in my name. Preach the gospel, and I will confirm my word with signs and wonders following." Archbishop Benson Dalhousie started open air crusades and village to village evangelism in and around Benin City and environs in 1961. By the unction of the Holy Spirit, he started a small independent Bible study cum prayer group in Benin City with 12 persons, that is, 7 adults and 5 children at number 26 First Road in the front of a small store on October 24, 1968. The small group became the nucleus of a rapidly growing gathering of believers. As the work developed, the Lord gave the Archbishop a vision where he saw crowds of people rushing out of Iyaro. This led to the foundation laying of the first church building project of Church of God Mission in 1970. The Iyaro church was built on a piece of land measuring 50 feet by 100 feet with a capacity to seat 500 people. Due to the rapid growth of the congregation, the church became inadequate even before it was completed. By 1975, some 5 years after the foundation of the Iyaro church was laid, the Archbishop, through the provision of God, had built and dedicated the 7,000 capacity Miracle Center, a project that was started with only £120. Archbishop Benson Dalhousie once said, "No man can take the glory for what you see today. God gave me a team of people to train, build, and establish." The Miracle Center was opened on the night of November 1975 as a place for teaching, preaching, and praying for the sick. The church complex, which became the world headquarters of Church of God Mission International Incorporated, also includes the staff quarters, international offices, and several institutions within the mission, including the Bible School. Here are excerpts from some of the programs that took place at the Miracle Center many years ago.
Numbers chapter 13, verse 26. Numbers chapter 13, verse 26. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came into the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Everybody say with me, this is the fruit of it. I didn't hear that. Moses sent men to go and spy the land that God showed him by revelation. God showed Moses what he was going to launch into. A new dimension of life. A new dimension of life. A new area altogether. And we were told that as they stepped out, they were to face the Jebusites, the Hittites, the Canaanites, the Philistines, and the land of Kadesh Barnea. The Bible said Moses obeyed God to move. The biggest problem with the church today is how men and women can believe God and move. The biggest problem with business people today is how to move. The biggest people with self-employed is how to move. Everybody is afraid of taking a new step. But God said, take it. Take a new step. If Moses heard from God, the Bible said, and God spoke to Moses face to face. God spoke to Moses face to face. That is the need of the church today. That is the need of the believers today. To see God face to face. To hear from God mouth to mouth. God said to Moses, move. The land that we are living, they had enough food. The land they lived, they had enough excitement. But there was something lacking. It was not the land that God said, go. And Moses knew that when God speaks, man must obey to achieve success.
By the year 1986, 11 years after the opening of the 7,000 capacity Miracle Center, and about the time the Faith Miracle Center was dedicated, the 48-year-old dynamic man of God had not only taken over his Jerusalem, but had taken the gospel to the uttermost part of the earth, having reached 81 nations, including Australia. By this time, the church had given birth, inherited, adopted, and influenced over 3,000 churches in 30 countries and all six continents. Today, the founder of Church of God Mission International Incorporated, Most Reverend Professor B. A. Dahosa, has taken the gospel to 144 nations of the world across the six continents, with over 6,000 church branches and a total of 43 branches in the United States alone, with an incredible number of over 7 million followers in the world over. In the year 1996 alone, the Archbishop visited 27 nations of the world with the gospel. It was documented by a renowned American church growth scholar John N. Vaughan that the Church of God Mission International Incorporated is not only one of the 20 most dynamic churches in the world, but actually the sixth largest church in the world in terms of composite membership. The success of the Church of God Mission International Incorporated, therefore, cannot be separated from the efforts and vision of the dynamic leader and founder of the church to reach the world for Christ. By the end of 1996 and at the age of 58, this human dynamo has gone around the world with the good news 43 times. In 1993, the International Biological Center in Britain described Benson Idahosa as one of the 100 people who has made the greatest positive impact on the world in the 20th century. With this fire of evangelism in his bones, he called the elders of the church together to work up a plan to evangelize the whole of Nigeria. They divided the country into four sections and decided to schedule an evangelistic crusade in each section, beginning with Benin City in what was then called the Midwestern region. They booked Ogbe Stadium for 5 days, that is, February 25th to 29th, 1972. This was the first crusade ever to be held in Benin City, with crowds of about 10,000 people. The crusade was a success as healing and miracles were recorded while hundreds of people gave their lives to Jesus Christ. In the months that followed, crusades were conducted in other three sections of Nigeria, the Eastern region, Western region, and the Northern region, with success reports similar to those of the Benin City crusades. As a result of these crusades, more churches were opened in different parts of the country to accommodate new converts. Also, numerous evangelism groups sprang up. The groups include the Soldiers of Christ, the youth group, and several groups of Christian ministries and university students on various campuses. After the first breakthrough, more crusades were held in Nigeria in the 80s, such as the 1984 Port Harcourt Crusade, the 1984 Calabar Crusade, the Warri Crusade of 1985, and the Lagos Crusade also of 1985, which was named the Crusade of the Century, where more than an estimated 1 million people came to witness the powerful glory of God.
Tonight.
The Bible says
was here. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace were laid on him. And by his stripes we are healed. Jesus was wounded for your sake. Jesus was bruised for your sake. The chastisements of your peace were laid on him. By his stripes you are healed. By his stripes you are healed. The Bible says he's a man acquainted with grief.
He's
a man acquainted with grief.
Prophet
Isaiah said, surely he has carried away our sorrow. Surely he has borne our grief. And by his stripes we were healed. What Jesus had carried, your sin and sickness, you will never carry it again. On your way home, on your bed, this night, the healing power of Christ
is
coming to your room.
He's
coming to your bed. He's coming on your way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every power of sin, every power of sickness, every power of demons, by the authority and the word of God, tonight I send the healing angel to your home. I send the Holy Ghost to your house. Every sin in your life, every disease in your body, I command it to come out. In Jesus' name, come out. Every demon, come out. Every demon, come out. Every secret, come out. You foul deaf spirit. You blinding spirit. You deaf spirit. You lame spirit. I speak the word of God. In Jesus' name of Nazareth. Man with heart trouble. The spirit of the living God. Touch your heart now. You are healed. In Jesus' name. Your heart is healed. Your neck is healed. Your neck is healed. Yes, somebody has been healed. Somebody has been healed. Yes. A miracle is happening there. There's a miracle there. God is doing a miracle there. God is doing a miracle there.
Hallelujah.
For with God, all things are possible. For with God, all things are possible. Somebody say is he of ear trouble.
This is
in Jesus' name of Nazareth. Ears be open.
You can watch and listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the Donate Subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now, and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America, or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preachers' pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Forget to support Anointed Tube financially. Don't forget to order your book, and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed, shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your word. I love you, and God truly bless you.